In touch with Mpumalanga. In touch with the world. This is Raza FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skhosana.
Mpumalanga, when last did you take a trip, right? Tomorrow in Mpumalanga, the MEC for Economic Development and Tourism, Umam Chester Seidel, will be announcing the plans of the festive season, particularly a tourism campaign that is aimed at the festive season in the context of Mpumalanga. But joining me now on the line is the hub head for South African tourism. That's Mashoto Mogeti. She joins me now in conversation to talk about the importance of traveling within the festive season, but primarily around domestic tourism. I know that South Africa is doing well, particularly now with international tourists, but we can't have internationals knowing more than we do in our country. And Mashoto joins us now on the line. Mashoto, greetings and welcome to our program.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. If you're going to hear ducks, just know I'm in a weird place. With
that,
ducks.
Oh, that's nice. Is that part of the short lift?
It is part of my short lift, yes.
Since obviously we are in this season of traveling, right? Summer is here, from a local tourism perspective, what does that mean? Particularly for those stakeholders, industry players, what does a summer in the context of tourism mean?
All right. So one of the critical things, firstly, thank you for having me on your show. One of the critical things that we need to know about traveling in South Africa is we are very seasonal. So festive season is one of the biggest times where everybody travels. So we're getting into that space where we are all you're even looking at your boss on some color go on. It's time now. I need to leave. So it is the summer season. Everybody's traveling, so we are promoting the summer season. What it means is that we need to then say to South Africans, where are you going? What are you doing? And how are you doing it? Yes, you are going to see your mother, you're going to see your grandmother, you're going to see your uncles, but also, how are you going to actually enjoy your country? And that's what we are promoting.
I see. When you compare inland and coastal provinces, where do most travelers go to?
Definitely. For summer, coastal. Everybody wants the beach. No, most people just want to experience the beach. But we have seen that we have seen a great growth from Limpopo and Mpumalanga. That's where we've seen the biggest growth in tourism. But we know it's a festive season. They will want to see coastal. But the reality is, if we look at the full year, Limpopo and Mpumalanga have seen the biggest growth in terms of domestic tourism.
What is that growth attributed to? Is it just domestic traveling, just people visiting families and, just attending to that? Or are there specific attractions or offerings that these two provinces are offering?
It is, for Limpopo, it is mostly about people actually traveling for obviously religious reasons and also traveling to visit family and relatives. For Mpumalanga, it's because it's Mpumalanga.
What do you mean?
It's gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous. Everybody has just discovered how gorgeous Mpumalanga is, and they want to actually experience it. And they realize that to get there is, the roads are great because infrastructure is very important when it comes to traveling. And people love traveling by road. So the roads are great. The place is great. It's Mpumalanga.
I see. How does one plan an eventful itinerary ahead of this particular season? like you were saying, you know, just last week I was talking to our domestic, I call them domestic simply because I'm talking to you, but MTPA, you know, they were also reacting to obviously the international tourists that have since come on into the country, but also saying that Mpumalanga is just not trailing behind, far behind from Gauteng. I'm from here in Mpumalanga, but if you were to put together an itinerary and say to somebody, just travel South Africa, where would you best advise them to go to?
Obviously, you arrive in Joburg or you leave from Joburg. And then when you leave from Joburg, I would say you, look, this is summer. I'm not going to dispute the fact that it's summer and therefore it is important for us to enjoy summer. And summer is the beach. We cannot dispute that. So enjoy the beach. But then there's also bush experiences. And when you do bush experiences, that's when you then go into, and it does not necessarily have to be the Kruger. I think everybody says the Kruger, although if you haven't done the Kruger, you have to do the Kruger. It's a must do in your life. And enter it whether from Mpumalanga or from Limpopo, but you have to do the Kruger. And then I would say then, you know, just relax, scenery. And I think that's what your province has that a lot of people do not have. So I was there a couple of months ago on a young trip. And when I went there, I did God's Window, and then I went and did the potholes. And the potholes is what I will tell everybody about at any given point in time.
Because, that's nice.
Yeah, I put my feet in the water because apparently it gives you good luck. I still believe I got the good luck. So it is the rendezvous that you would do. It has, you've got great food. You've got a very quaint little area in Mpumalanga where you can have restaurants where you feel like your mother made that food. So that's what I like places that feel like home. But it is the festive season. We cannot dispute the fact that the beach is a thing.
Mpumalanga is a thing, by the way. Mashoto, before I let you go,
I am very aware, and that's why I love everything about it.
The issues of affordability. You know, you get into other establishments, there is an international price, there is a local price, but sometimes, you know, the price is just the same. Is it then affordable to travel domestically?
So the one thing, and I will at this point in time actually give a shout out to Sandparks, because Sandparks has decided to do a separate costing for international and for domestic, where they give a lower cost for domestic than for international. So I definitely believe that that's something that's important. We also run a campaign usually throughout the, well, at some point in the year, in September, where we do Travel Week, where we encourage the trade to only give discounts to South Africans. And we encourage the trade that, I know we do it for September, but we are hoping that they will carry it on. What I will tell you, though, and having been, and sorry that I'm just raving on about my trip to Mpumalanga, it was the most affordable trip. I spent a very small amount. It was 2,600 for 3 nights, and I got to experience quite a lot about the province at 2,600 rand. I think I spent more on the drive than I did on actually being in the province. So I think what people need to do is actually research more, because I did quite a lot of research to find a place that I can stay in and what I can do. And the place that I went to actually gave me tips on do this and do it this way and all of that. So we need to do a lot more research as people, and that's how we can get affordability. I think at the moment we just look at things at face value, and if we do research, we will be in a better space.
Without a thought. Mashoto? And I'm happy that you've sold Mpumalanga to Mpumalangans, and we'll definitely hit to the call. All the best in the work you'll be doing, and together with South African Tourism, we wish you all the best of the festive season. And maybe as a parting shot, I need to tell you, Mashota, that after all, it's your country. Enjoy it, because nothing is more fun than taking a short lift. I appreciate you. All the best in the work you do.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's the hub head for the South African Tourism there, talking to us about the importance of traveling, but also demystifying the concept that it is expensive to travel.